During the 2004 elections, Wisconsin Right to Life tried to run some ads.
There are a lot of judicial nominees out there who can't go to work. Their careers are put on hold because a group of U.S. senators is filibustering.
Right to Life's Barbara Lyon says even though Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold was up for re-election then, the ad was not about him. She says it was a grassroots lobbying effort.
We felt that the nominees deserved an up or down vote, and we wanted the public, first of all, to know about the filibusters.
But the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law says you can't run issue ads that mention a candidate's name 60 days before a general election. But the ads did.
Contact Senators Feingold and Cole and tell them to oppose the filibuster.
And rather than run the risk,
you go to jail if you mention someone's name in an ad in that time period.
Right to Life filed suit to overturn that section of McCain-Feingold. A Supreme Court ruling later this year could have a profound impact on the millions pumped into issue ads every election year.
All we know is that Congress is in session at the time that elections are occurring. They are dealing with real issues. And groups such as ours should have the ability to get messages to the public and urge them to contact their representatives and name those representatives in ads.
Lower courts have upheld the Wisconsin group's case, but the Federal Election Commission appealed to the Supreme Court. That decision may come as soon as June. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.